All right, so that was Big Siggy by Royal Otis, which is a funny name, but I'm back. This is All Right with Ava, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been waiting to say that. I was gone for a semester because I was abroad, and so it's just so awesome to be back in the studio. But yeah, we're starting with Big Siggy because I was in London, and Royal Otis always just, even though they're Australian, I don't know, it kind of feels like a pub type beat, which is fun. And next up, we're going to do Sinner by The Last Dinner Party because I'm pretty sure they're British, like I think with the accent. So, and I also just looped this song so much in the beginning of January. So yeah, this is Sinner by The Last Dinner Party. Hope you guys enjoy.
I wish I knew you back when we were both small. I wish I knew you, but I have gotten too tall. I wish I knew you when touch was innocent. I wish I knew you before it felt like a sin.
I'm gonna get better. woke up this morning early before my family. From this dream where she was trying to show me how a life could move from the darkness. She said to get better. So I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet, and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
Sinner by The Last Dinner Party, and then I Want to Get Better by The Bleachers. And I guess before I continue, the reason why my show is called All Right with Ava is I've been doing radio since freshman year, and during a bunch of my earlier shows, all my friends and family members who are my main listeners, thanks guys, they basically kept saying that I say all right after every song, and I didn't even realize. And then I was like, you know what, we are all right, so it's All Right with Ava. But anyways, I Want to Get Better was put on the playlist because this is kind of like a catch-up session. Like, we're figuring out what happened over the past couple months. I had whooping cough and I wanted to get better. Whooping cough is no joke, guys. I literally was vaccinated against it and everything, but I guess it's some new crazy strain. Literally took me out for like 8 weeks. So, you know, stay cautious, guys. Don't stay curious when it comes to that. But anyways, moving on, we're going to play June by Talking Points. Talking Points is my cousin's band, and they put out a new album called Nosebleeds, and I actually got to see them play live in New York City this summer, which I'm getting ahead of myself with the details of the last couple months. But yeah, we're going to do June, and then we're going to move into End of Beginning by, is it Dejo? Like, I feel like a fake fan. But it's the guy who plays Steve in Stranger Things, his band. Don't even know his name. It's so embarrassing. But anyways, yeah, when I heard this song, I technically had a radio show in London, but it was just so not this. Like, I feel like I'm really spoiled here at WMFO with my equipment, and I kept having tech issues, so I didn't really get to play it. So I'm like, oh, I'll play it now. Anyways, June by Talking Points, then End of Beginning. Hope you guys enjoy.
California, see the sunrise, don't seem to stick with me. Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me.
So that was June by the Talking Points, and then End of Beginning by Joe, which is, once again, not sure that's how you say it, which is Joe Keery. I Googled that, being a really good radio host today. But yeah, something about that song that I'm just really grateful for is I was listening to an interview of Joe, and it was before I left for London, and he was talking about how the song was about how when he got a call to go to Hollywood, he immediately ran and he didn't even really think about the life that he had built in Chicago over the last couple of years. And he didn't really recognize how big of a change it was going to be until afterwards, and he was thinking back. And so I'm really glad that I listened to that interview at the time that I did, because it allowed me to be so much more mindful for the next couple of months about, you know, all the exciting opportunities, but also making sure that I'm like remembering, you know, just everything that you're leaving as well. I don't know, it was good. But anyways, we're gonna do a quick birthday shout out. Woo! It is my grandpa's 81st birthday. Love you, Poppy. Happy birthday. And yeah, it's actually a good place to do a birthday shout out, because I talk a lot about my love of music and how I feel like my dad personally really brought the love of music, I know, into our home. He was always singing. I mean, my mom too. My mom has great music taste, but my dad and I would always sing together. And that started because my dad's dad always sang to him and was actually quite musical. I was saying earlier, my cousin's in a band, but my grandpa was also in a band, and I'm going to play one of their songs now. So yeah, happy birthday, Poppy. This is Red Rubber Ball. Hope you guys enjoy.
Shining like air. I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. Ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Lord knows I'll be losing it soon.
Red Rubber Ball by The Circle, I believe. It's spelled C-Y-K, oh, C-Y-R-K-L-E, if anyone wants to look it up. That was the band that my grandpa was in. Super cool. And then that was Boys by Indigo D'Souza, which, classic, love that song. Anyways, yeah, not much talking in between this. We're just going to move right into Boyhood by The Japanese House and then Over Under Lewd by Penny and Sparrow, which are my absolute all-time faves. So hope you guys enjoy these.
I could have been somebody else, but I've been out looking for me. It doesn't matter what I tell myself. Too many cutlass in my hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the jungle, it's only fight or flight. Probably why most of my partners end up dead. 'Cause they ain't too used to teach a type to rain. They tread water on the deeper side of things. Nightmares y'all have could probably be my dreams. Oh, yeah, might be why I keep the heat inside my jeans. Right beside me is the key to finer things. My desire is to speak what I have seen. Yeah.
Into the universe, hope to be reimbursed for all this luminous light. 'Cause I set the blaze all the days in the shade where I crave the illusion of light.
So I don't get undercovers 'cause I'm fright. Got too many cutlass in my hand. In the jungle, there's only fight or flight. Probably why most of my partners end the day.
All right, so that was Boyhood by the Japanese House, which literally so obsessed with that song forever. I love it so much. And every time I hear a song by the Japanese House, and there's going to be another one if we have time, I think about the fact that Muna was, they were having an interview. Muna's like another band, a pop band. And just in case people don't know, and it's three members, and one of them is the main like lead singer, Katie, and the other two are more, you know, they sing, but they're also more instrumental, Naomi and Joe. And Naomi and Joe were really obsessed with one of the Japanese House albums, to the point where Katie got like extremely jealous. And at one point they were just driving in the car, and Naomi was like, "This song is so good." And Katie was like, "Well, then, you know what? Why don't you just go be in a band with her? Like, just go be in a band with her." And I don't know, just the way they said it was so funny. Anyways, okay. So after that was Penny and Sparrow over under Lewd. Literally love that song. And it's time for a PSA. I don't know if Ariana is listening. Shout out Ariana. We had so much fun in London together. But either way, she's going to enjoy this if she listens to it after. But here's our PSA. Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. So also just adding as like a little science nerd, before you start growing a lot of your own food, you should make sure that you don't have PFOAs in your groundwater. PFOAs come from like nonstick, like plastic, and honestly just like a lot of, if you're in a place with a lot of manufacturing, you should definitely just check if your water has PFOAs, because if you grow food in, you know, the soil that has that groundwater, it has been shown that PFOAs will be in your food. So before I just say like grow your own, but the silly reason why I picked this one is because I had a flatmate in London that would always grow so many things all over our kitchen. And one time there were like little tiny saplings coming out of our drain, and that was really exciting. So yeah, like shout out to that flatmate, super exciting stuff. It looks like my computer is freaking out. Okay, now I have Wi-Fi again. So exciting. We're going to move into Slow Dance. Yeah, Slow Dances by Winnetka Bowling League. I think I said that right. And then back to Japanese House for Sunshine Baby. Unless I'm lying. Sometimes I lie and I change the song. So we'll see. But yeah, there's one like line in this next song, Slow Dances, that I'm absolutely obsessed with. And I will note it when we get back. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy these.
I should've, if I hung a dream. Still think about you standing in your old boots, singing all the wrong words to Hallelujah. Sweatshirt on a warm day, trying to keep a straight face.
I turn on my mic like a little bit before the end of the song, and then I'm just holding my breath like next to the mic, and then I'm like, wait, I have to speak, and I'm like out of breath. Anyways, okay, so super professional. That was Slow Dances by Winnetka Bowling League, and then Sunshine Baby by the Japanese House. Absolutely obsessed with both. The line is the love song line in the first song in Slow Dances. Honestly, I think this is probably one of my favorite little, like, is it a love song? I don't know. Ever. But moving on, we're going to go back to the theme a bit. We strayed a bit from the theme, and it's kind of like life updates. I saw the Eras Tour in Paris with my family, and it was really fun, super cool. And the Tortured Poets Department album came out and was fully just like on loop during a lot of my travel, which was awesome. So am I going to play a song that I heard at the tour? No, I'm not. Okay, no, I'm not. I'm going to play Florida because I was Florence and the Machine and I have to respect that. I'm also playing the clean version because I can't use curse words. So I have to respect that as well. So apologies in advance. Scream the curse words on your end. Like, have fun with it. But yeah, and the surprise song that I had at my tour, the first one was like Hey Steven, which I loved. And my mom only knows the first couple albums, so she was so excited about that. And then Maroon, which I lost my mind over. She keeps playing that song, and it's kind of like side eye. And then, okay, by the way, side eye because of Karlie Kloss. I'm not a big, like, I don't know, Karlie Kloss, Taylor Swift. Like, I'm not obsessed with it, but I do notice details, I do. And Karlie Kloss very recently went to a wedding with Taylor Swift and wore a maroon dress. So it's like, what's going on there? And they have to know. They have to know at this point. But let's get back to the music anyways. And I don't know what's coming on after that. We're going to all be kind of glued to the edge of our seats because I have a couple songs. I don't know which one to use. So we'll find out. But we're going to start with Florida. Hope you guys enjoy.
You can beat the heat if you beat the charges too. They said I was a cheat. I guess it must be true. And my friends all smell like weed or little babies. And the city reeks of driving myself crazy. Little did you know your home's really only a town you're just a guest in. So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin, Florida. Florida.
The hurricane was my name when it came. I got drunk and I dared it to wash me away. Barricaded in the bathroom with a bottle of wine. Well, me and my ghost, we had a hell of a time. Yes, I'm haunted, but I'm feeling just fine. All my girls got their lace and their crimes, and your cheating husband disappeared. Well, no one asks any questions here. So I did my best to lay to rest all of the bodies that have ever been on my body and in my mind. They sink into the swamp. Is that a bad thing to say in a song? Little did you know you're 100, only the time you'll get arrested.
So you pack your life away just to wait out the firestorm back in Texas.
Florida is one hell of a draw. Florida,
can I use you? Oh, I need to forget, so take me to Florida.
I've got some regrets, I'll bury them in Florida.
Tell me I'm despicable, say it's unforgivable.
At least the dolls are beautiful. We are Florida.
So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin. Little did you know your home's really only the town you'll get arrested in. So you pack your life away just to wait out the firestorm back in Texas.
Florida
is one hell of a drug.
Florida,
can I use you? Oh, Florida.
time to strike a match and light up this juke joint.
One by one, you hang them high. Your hands are steady in your sleep at night. How did you turn your heart to stone? I don't want them back, but I can't let go. Hangman, answer me now. You owe me a debt. You stole him from me. I hated you once. I envy you now. Just tell me how. Tell me how.
That water, don't act like you don't know.
Giddy up, hey.
Don't pay me in gold.
Giddy up,
back outside. I'm on the road.
Giddy up, hey.
When the sun goes down,
it's Naya, hey.
You can hear her body howl
in the moonlight, hey.
I feel her eyeing me like owl.
Oh, hey.
Hide your man when a hangman coming down.
Ooh, yeah.
She's a tyrant every time I ride. Every time I ride it, make it look so good, try to justify it. Boy, I know they're looking for me, how we gonna hide it? Riding like hydraulics, I am such a tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it. I don't like to sit up in the saddle, boy, I got it. Just relax, I got this, I got that exotic. Hips are so hypnotic, I am such a tyrant. Send me some shots. Shoot up the bar, tell her all we don't remember none after that. Stop breathing, oh, city after me. Never seen a 5'9", thick and fine, what a tragedy. Hey, hey, riding you while we're trying to get away. Riding you while we're trying to catch a wave. That's so sexy and I know it, and I ain't afraid to show it. Baby, I'm goaded, baby, I'm going. Hey, on the run, run. Tap me on the shoulder when you reload the gun.
Tyrant,
every time I ride it. Every time I ride it, make it look so good, try to justify it. Boy, I know they're looking for me, how we gonna hide it? Riding like hydraulics, I am such a tyrant.
How did you get used to the haunting?
Giddy up, back outside, I'm on the road.
Giddy up, hey.
When the sun goes down,
giddy up, hey.
You can hear this body howl.
Giddy up now, dig it down, dig it daddy can't leave me alone, leave me alone. Damn if I do, damn it if I don't. Hit it with a whip, won't what she wanna want. Okay,
tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it.
So that was Florida, which by Taylor Swift, which guess who lives in Florida? Guess who moves to Florida? Carla Kloss. Anyways, followed by Tyrant by Beyonce with Dolly Parton as well. Had to play that one. Shout out to my sister. She was living in Nancy, France when I was abroad and dying of whooping cough. And she literally nursed me to health single-handedly. And we blasted that song a lot. So shout out to you, Madison. Okay, I'm going to do my little exit, and we're going to end with American Teenager by Ethel Cain because I want to. So let me sign off. This is Ava Maiella, and you're listening to All Right With Ava at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is going to be American Teenager by Ethel Cain. When I was trying to create a playlist for this, I literally was like, wait, I'm like really happy right now, which led me to put Life is Worth Living by Justin Bieber on the playlist. But then some people thought that would be unprofessional, which is crazy. So we're going to go to American Teenager by Ethel Cain instead and hope it elicits like a similar vibe of excitement. Hope you guys enjoy.
Go out, but I'm still standing.